Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Live it up yourself.
Okay, this is for John, I guess, from Christiane, excuse me. Where is Christiane? Did she leave? Oh, there you go, way over there. I'm going to ask this, okay? All right. John, who was the best waitress at the Sheraton Hotel?
Well, there's two of them sitting in back there. It would be hard to pick one, really.
I'm sure there's a story behind that, but I doubt we have time.
I used to play a gig, and they were waitresses there.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Did he tip?
I didn't eat there.
You didn't eat there?
I did see David Lee Roth there, though.
Oh, cool.
He paid me money to quit playing, so okay. I don't know if that says anything.
All right, there you go. There's a story there, but we'll never know. Bob DeYoung from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Going once, going twice, gone. Okay, well, he was here, I could swear. All right, we have, is it Jacob here, a 12-year-old?
Yes.
Jacob, okay. Over to you, Jacob. It's your show now. I'm turning it over to you because we need a new generation here to do this kind of thing. Can I get you to come down here, Jacob? Because then I don't have to step on all their feet, and you'll probably avoid most of them. How are you?
Good.
12 years old, is that a good year?
Yeah.
Better than 11?
Yeah.
Looking forward to 13?
Is
it a teen? Is it your first teen?
Not really.
No? 12, you like to stay 12 maybe for a while?
Yeah.
Okay. How long do you want to stay 12?
6 years.
Okay, then you miss a lot of the teen years. That'd be probably a good thing.
And then I can be 18.
Then you could be 18 without even knowing it or acting like it. That'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
What are you best at in school?
Math.
Yeah, well, that's excellent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you studying right now in math?
We're just starting a new unit.
Yeah. So. What was the old unit? What did you conquer?
Well, we were doing, like, nets for shapes.
Oh, I never did that. Is that complicated? That sounds hard.
Not really.
Nets for shapes? Like, is that like graphing or something?
Where you have like the squares and then you fold it up into a 3D shape.
Oh, no, I never did that. Whoa, boy, you guys are dangerous now. With that knowledge, you could conquer the world.
Sure.
It's all like three-dimensional, right?
Yeah.
That's scary stuff. I wish I hadn't asked you that. And then, what school is this?
This is the intermediate school.
Where is that?
Wanakee.
Wanakee, the only Wanakee in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Very advanced education. Wanakee. Now, you gave me a bunch of questions here, but I don't know. Is there anything here you actually want to know?
How many licks to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Oh, come on. That's an old one. If you can do folding nets in three dimensions, you can figure that one out.
Okay. Yeah. Then how about, why are jelly donuts so hard to find?
Are they hard to find? There's a bunch of them out there on the table.
Yeah, but they're hard to find.
Yeah. Right, let me ask you this. Are you a gamer at all? You play any video games? Yeah. What's your game?
My game is League of Legends.
League of Legends sounds dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah.
What goes on in League of Legends?
Violence, killing.
Violence and killing is normal, I guess, in these games. But your parents, your family aren't doing their stuff. What are you actually doing while they're living their lives?
Playing on the computer.
I know, but what exactly? Tell me exactly what's going on in any given instant. What are you actually doing?
Slaying enemies.
Slaying enemies? When you say slaying, I mean killing, of course. Slaying with what sort of weapons?
Swords.
Mostly swords?
Yeah.
Do you ever depart from swords?
Sometimes bows, I guess.
Bows and swords, mostly. Okay, so is this like a medieval, like Middle Ages?
Well, it's kind of like a combination. There are guns, too.
There are guns? Okay, so it crosses over into the past and present?
Sort of, yeah.
Sort of, okay. Just bear with me. I don't know anything about this. And who are the, and who? How do you decide who you're slaying? Is it just they come on you and you slay them, or do you seek them out?
There are teams, and then you choose your characters and stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say who you are, or was that a violation of?
I like playing a character called Leona.
Leona?
Yeah.
And what does that character do?
Attacks the enemies.
I mean, by the nature of Leona, is what sort of person?
A girl who has powers, I guess.
Powers, like supernatural powers?
I guess, yeah.
What form does she take?
Just
Leona.
Yeah.
Just Leona. Okay, well, fascinating. Thank you. And it's nice to know what you're doing. All those hours when you're doing that stuff. So nice to meet you. Jacob, what's your last name?
Warner.
Jacob Warner, ladies and gentlemen. From Wanakee. He's smart. And he can slay you with a sword. So be nice to Jacob, whatever you do. We're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz. You saw what happened last time. That could happen to you. So anyone here interested should now indicate. And all right, come on down here. How are you?
I'm good.
You would be?
I'm Bethany.
Bethany, from around here, Bethany?
Yeah, I go to school here, actually.
At UW?
Yes.
What are you in?
I'm an economics major.
Well, you are. Good.
Yes.
See, now you can be, was that interest you at all?
Yes,
that...
it did. So actually, Freakonomics got me interested in economics. So,
oh, interesting. Bethany, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
I came here alone.
Came here alone. Maybe we can fix her up. I'm sure you can meet someone in economics here. But it's good to do things alone, isn't it?
Yeah, I decided to, well, no one wanted to.
No one wanted to come, of course. That's the other reason. So. It's a tough sell, this show, for, you know, people of a certain age. So, you're not graduating?
No? No.
Yeah.
And everyone, a lot of people are.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm going another year.
Another year? So you're a junior?
I will be a super senior, so.
Super senior! Tell people what a super senior is for those who are not familiar with it. Concept.
You go beyond 4 years in college.
How many are you up to so far?
It'll be starting the fifth year.
Fifth year. That's not bad at all. The record is, you wouldn't believe the record. I had a guy on here one time in the 20s for his college. I forget what it was. It was over 20 years.
So. That's a long time.
Yeah. Stretch it out if you can, but I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I don't want to go all that far.
Yeah. That's my daughter graduated in December. And she said, what do? I said, go back in. Re-up. You know?
Mm-hmm.
What the heck, you know? So, I don't know. But she's working, so. Doesn't like it. So, now, in economics, then what do you do when you graduate? Do you have some way you're pointed here?
I want to, like, job shadow a bunch of different areas in it, just so that way I can, like, figure out what direction I want to go with it. I don't know.
Is there a subset of economics that interests you?
I'm thinking maybe I want to go like something with actuary or some.
Oh, that's the best job.
I don't know.
A list of jobs, you know, that was like the best number one job. Actuary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
number one job.
Well, hopefully, maybe.
Radio person was like second to last.
Bummer.
It's a bummer.
Right above musician, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, Bethany, and what do you do for fun, Bethany? You have a sport or art? Or
I play frisbee.
You do?
I have through Madison Ultimate Frisbee Association.
Yeah.
We have a team
going
this summer.
What's your team?
It's called Erectile Dysfunction.
Good name. Good name. These guys are frisbee guys are back there, you know. Let's get together with that erectile dysfunction thing.
Yeah, so.
See what happens. All right, so Bethany, some out there plays along with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool with that?
Yeah.
Okay. And we're gonna. How are you?
Good. Good.
Yeah. Good. Do you ever play like frisbee, like professional?
Not ultimate frisbee, but like beach tossing the frisbee back and forth kind of.
Oh,
thing.
Just that thing. Never organized frisbee.
No, not running around frisbee.
Yeah, like you got to know what you're doing. It's so much pressure. It's a lot of pressure, is it?
Frisbee. Not that much.
No, not that. That's what's good about it.
I am curious about disc golf, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Seems like a good thing.
And dysfunction? Yeah. Curious about that?
That's, yeah.
Okay. Nope. So anyhow, we're going to play a quiz right now. And how does that work, Sarah Nix?
People who want to play the quiz at home, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. And you ask them a qualifying question of your choice.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yes, I do. And here's the question. Was it the Nina, the Pinta, or the Santa Maria? Because they found one of them. So it was picked clean, I'll tell you that. There's nothing left on it. But it was apparently one of these ships, one of Columbus's ships, the Nina, the Pinta, or the Santa Maria. Which one was it? If you know, give us a call. Oh, there they are. Dale's on the line from, okay, thanks. from Uniontown, Ohio. Hi, Dale.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Got a big day planned today or what?
Oh, no.
No. Good.
Go buy some flowers, maybe.
Buy some flowers. It's a
yep,
perfect day.
Plant later.
Yeah. Good. Good. Dale, was it the Nina, the Pinna, or the Santa Maria they found?
The Santa Maria.
Santa Maria. That was too easy, I guess, because it was the last one. You know.
There you go.
They would have found the Nina first, and then in order, I think, basically. And so, Dale, what do you do out there in Uniontown?
I'm a pharmacist.
You are. Are
yes.
You work? You working now? Or are you taking?
No,
up
I'm not working now.
Okay. Do you have to stand on the platform where you work?
I do all our a number of different stores, and there's only one store that has a platform.
The old platform. What was the deal with that platform? I never got, why does a pharmacist have to be taller than everyone else?
So we could see the shoplifters as they walked out the store.
Dale, this is Bethany. She's your partner here. She's an economics major.
Hello.
Hello.
Good.
Economics
good.
Is my favorite subject.
It is?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Your least favorite, probably. Okay. The two of you are a team right now, Bethany and Dale, and collaborate on this. And what the categories have we, Sarah?
The categories are the same as they were last hour. Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Don't get smart with me, young ladies. Okay, Dale, let's pick the first one. What would you like?
Things I should have learned in school.
All right. Talk this over now. The amount of DNA on the average dollar bill. Is it in the thousands? These are like segments of DNA. Thousands, a billion, or billions and billions on a dollar bill, segments of DNA.
I would say billions and billions.
Yeah, I think it's a lot.
Well, you're in economics. I think that's a decisive. Yes, billions and billions on a dollar bill. Amazing.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay.
And the categories remaining are current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Bethany?
Let's go with current events.
Current events right out of the news. Yes. Children's Choice Book Awards. The book of the year was The Day the Crayons Quit. Who was the author of the year, though, however? Different person. Author of the year, made national news, not usually associated with children's books, associated with radio. Author of the year in children's books. Any idea?
I have no idea off the top of my head.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Dale, what's on top of your head? Anything?
Carl Cassell.
No. I'm sorry, it's Rush Limbaugh.
Oh. I'm glad children's, I didn't know that one.
Children's author, yes. His book was Rush and the Brave Pilgrims. Rush Revere and the Brave Pilgrims.
That is one right and so wrong.
All right. What's left there?
People, places, science, or odds and ends.
Dale, back to you.
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends it is. Here it is. Is a girl less likely to be named Madison in Wisconsin or every other state in the union? Now, we have a Madison. We're in it.
I would say less likely.
Huh.
I'd probably agree.
Yes, less likely in Madison to be named Madison. Most likely in Mississippi to be named Madison. There's a Madison, Mississippi, too. It throws everything off, but...
That's two right and one
oh,
wrong.
Oh, boy, it's getting exciting. What's that?
And the categories remaining are people, places, or science.
Okay.
Let's go with science.
Science it is. Okay. Who lives longer, shorter, taller, or just right men?
Isn't it... shorter, just because, like, tall people have back problems, and then
that affects the longevity. It can't be longevity if you're short. Yeah, if shortevity. So you're saying that the shorter person would live longer.
I would think so. What do you think, Dale?
Interesting, Dale.
I'll go with that.
Yes, shorter, live longer.
5'2" is optimal. Holy cow, they've won.
Bethany, you can cultivate a genuine regard and natural passion for cheese and their pasture companions at Fromagination. Evangelical about cheese on Madison's Capitol Square since 2007. Dale, explore religion, philosophy, trailblazers, and pastimes in Glad You Asked, intriguing names and facts and ideas for the curious minded by Michael Feldman from the editors of Encyclopedia Britannica and Triumph Books.
Yeah.
And each of you can enjoy music from both sides of the Iron Curtain with the CDs What Do You Know About Copland and What Do You Know About Rachmaninoff with liner notes by Michael Feldman from Nimbus Records, and keep the fun going playing What Do You Know the Party Game, including the Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Nice job. Hang on. Make sure you get that, Dale. Thank you.